Well, last year was the 25th anniversary of this wonderful festival, but I was not here the very first year, so you see, this year is my 25th anniversary. And the story I want to tell you is the very first story I told the first night I was ever here at the Sirichelle. And it also happens to be a story that Sid asked me to tell before he died, and I didn't get to tell it for him to hear it. So I tell it for you and also for Sid. I grew up in the mountains of North Carolina in a little tiny town. And when I was a little kid, we did have electricity. I mean, once World War II was over, all those big hydroelectric dams on the Tennessee River that had sent all their power to Alcoa to make aluminum for airplanes, now it became rural electrification, and we did have electricity. But we did not have telephones. We got our first telephone when I was 5 years old and the Southern Bells came to town. They started selling telephones, putting them in everywhere. I meant our first telephone, it looked like a big black daffodil sitting on the table with an extra cup hanging on the side of it. And our number was 431. I think it was the last number because we got the last telephone they put in town for a good while.